Perichah, Bet, Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Questions, comments, what do we got?
How is an 8-year-old kid whose father is like the worst good guy? Just surprising.
It is. It's impressive, right? Mm-hmm. He's 8 years old. His father is one of the most wicked kings ever, and he's great. Mm-hmm. So, it's a very interesting thing. Someone once asked Rav, I think it was Rav Henkin, how do you have it that you have these tzaddikim who have Rishayim as kids, and Rishayim who have tzaddikim as kids? He says, because Tanakh's only telling us about the fathers. We don't know about their mothers. So I think with kings, all the more so. Menashe is a king. So he's running around doing all sorts of stuff. Who's raising this kid? Not him. His mother.
He's probably, like, doesn't like his father because he never spends time with him.
There you go.
And he makes it
like your
NBA.
Classical rabbi's son remark, now just in reverse.
He works hard and makes it to the NBA.
I don't know, I'm proud of my dad.
There you go.
I like this kid.
I'm proud of my dad.
Good for you.
You're so big.
Yes.
In Pasuk 2, it says, at the end, he did not fear right or left. I feel like this is like one of the first times we ever had this like saying about like, a righteous king.
Yes, that's what I said. He's like greatest king you never heard of. Yoshiyahu HaMelech, I agree. I think he's amazing.
Introduction.
Yeah.
He's the goat.
He's the goat. There you go.
He's up top five.
He didn't even know what the Torah, it said in the Torah. This is his first time seeing the Torah, and he's a good king.
So we're going to have to figure out what that means.
Right, sure.
Good. What else?
Good point. Why did it bring Meshulam?
Well, that's his name. I mean, like,
no,
just like the name.
It says his name. Son of someone, son of Meshulam.
Really
why
happening.
To go all the way back to Meshulam? Like,
yeah, normally
to go
we
back
do that.
Many?
Yeah, normally
that's
we
a
do
good
that.
Question. Like I don't know. Down. I don't know offhand.
Where's
I'd have to go look.
Star,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Have to see if someone says something on Meshulam. I'll have to look that up afterwards.
And difference, it doesn't, it switches between seeing the scroll of the Torah. Like, is it a different scroll or is it the same scroll?
Yeah, let's see how it's referred to in Divrei HaYamim. Divrei HaYamim 34:15.
Low key, we're also about to finish Divrei HaYamim. Not even going to finish.
This is the last good guy.
33 what?
Yeah, 34.
Oh, 34.
15.
I'm going to use Divrei HaYamim. Yehoyada grew old, sated with years, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died. They buried him in the city of David with kings, for he had been benevolent towards Israel and towards God and his temple.
Are you in the right place?
Yeah,
34:15.
I got it.
Oh, Aaron's got it. Go for it.
So Chilkiah spoke up and said to Shaphan the scribe, "I found the book of the Torah in the temple of Hashem." Chilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. Shaphan the scribe brought the book to the king and also brought back a report to him saying, "Your servants are fulfilling everything that they have."
Okay, now how is this referred to?
The book.
So it says in Hebrew, it says Ve'avishavanet Hasefer El HaMelech. Okay, now go back to where we were. How is it called? It's called, first of all, it says Sefer HaTorah. Also, Pasuk Bet. It says, in Chaf Gimel Bet, it says Sefer HaBrit. So, okay. We're going to have to discuss this. Okay, so here's my first question. When's the first time Yoshiyahu was mentioned in Tanakh?
Not here.
Clearly by the fact that I'm asking. Good. Where's the first time? Turn to Malachim Aleph. Perek Yud Gimel.
I wasn't here for that.
Oh.
Likely with the
excuse.
Prophecy, the 300 years that go by.
There you go.
Wait, what?
Okay. Yeravam ben Nevat.
Yeravam ben Nevat.
Yeravam ben Nevat sets up the Egli Azahav. Where? Which two cities?
Dan
and Beit El. Okay, Dan and Beit El.
Yes.
Okay, and the Navi comes and says that everything is going to be destroyed. And look at the beginnings. Read from 1. 13:1. Malachim Aleph.
Just then a man of God came to Beit El from Yehuda by the word of Hashem, while Yeravam was standing atop the altar to burn incense. He called out to the altar by the word of Hashem and said, "Altar, altar, thus said Hashem, behold, a son will be born to the house of David. Yoshiyahu will be his name, and he will slaughter upon you the priests of the high places who burn sacrifices upon you. Human bones will be burnt upon you." And he provided proof on that.
Okay, so now go back. We're going to see all of that happens in the next parak. And so that's, we should know. Yoshiyahu has already been alluded to. What's interesting, it's like 300 years later, and we mentioned already that according to Rav Menashe Wiener, it need not have waited 300 years. It could have been Asa who had potential to do this. It could have been...
You said Yoshio's name. Yeah.
Yes, but I told you that I don't think that's a proof, because if that's true, and I'm a king of Yehuda, and I don't want there to be a split in the kingdom, so wouldn't every king just keep naming all of his kids Yoshio, Yoshio, Yoshio? Like, it's ridiculous that so this was what's happening. Only 300 years later, someone named his kid Yoshio. What I think happened is, he said, there will be a king. Now, who wrote Sefer Malachim? Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, after the fact, put in the name. Okay? Because otherwise, it makes no sense to me that it took 300 years for someone to decide to name their kid Yoshiyahu.
But also, like, the 300-year thing, like, nobody cares.
Right. No. But also, right, saying, don't worry about it. It's like saying, oh, you know what? You're using deodorant, that's going to kill the ozone layer. And by the time your great grandchildren will come, it's going to really affect them. They go, let me think about that. Yeah, I'm going to use the deodorant. So
my great grandkids deal with that.
You for sure. So I'm working here on the yeshiva that we should set up recycling bins for the bottles. I'm not worrying about the ecology if you're not.
I
so
recycle more than any other country in the world.
What? We do, I know. And we have so many bottles in this building. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm working on it.
Only certain nights.
We have all the time. On Shabbos we have.
Yeah, I'm saying on Shabbos, like during the week.
What are you talking about? There were just 40
bottles.
All those
cans, and also all those cans. And the machine.
And just the Kiddush night, me, you, and Rav Hirschman all collected the bottles in the morning, remember that?
Yeah, right after.
No,
cleaning up
tired.
The shul from all the bottles. Anyway, there's lots of bottles. Yeah, in the morning we got to that day that you didn't come. Oh, sorry. So, now, back over here. What do we have? It's interesting. So that's why I said, I don't think that he said in 300 years he's going to be... He said, there's going to be a king. And he didn't say the name. Okay? Otherwise, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Now, what's interesting is Yerovam began Malchus Yisrael. Yoshiyahu, sort of like, everything comes full cycle. He's the end of Malchus Yehuda. Yerovam sinned against the Torah. Yoshiyahu is going to lead a tshuva movement. Yerovam caused others to sin. Yoshiyahu is going to bring others back to tshuva. So this is like the polar opposite of the terrible Yerovam ben Nevat, one of the worst kings ever, in the beginning of Sefer Malachim, and now towards the end of Sefer Malachim, we have one of the best kings ever, Yoshiyahu. Okay, now, what other king cared about fixing up the Beit HaMikdash?
Oh, I was just thinking about that.
And the name sounds pretty familiar.
Yoshiyahu.
Oh, you're terrible.
Yoash. I said Yoash.
Okay, on the second one after I tell you, yes, you said Yoash. Okay? Now, also is interesting. Okay?
You just need to mumble it. That's the key.
Yes, yeah, that's good. Yoash is 7 when he becomes king. Yoshiyahu is 8.
They're the same person.
No, they're not. Okay. But but Yoash, after the reign of Ataliah, decides that he has to fix up the Beit HaMikdash.
And set the people to and get
now,
in touch with this box. Yes.
And now, he after the reign of who? 55 years of Menashe, where Menashe couldn't care less about how the Beit HaMikdash looked. Yoash feels it's his...
Didn't do it 100%. He did something wrong.
Yoash, we said, yeah.
He didn't get rid of like,
the bombs. No one got rid of it until Chizkiyahu. But Yoshiyahu now comes in after 55 years of Menashe to try to fix things up. Now, this Sefer Torah, what's so special about the Sefer Torah? According to the Radak, HaSefer, all right? HaSefer. This was the Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu that was put in the Beit HaMikdash for safekeeping. Okay, that's why it's so special. Okay, during the two-generation reign of Menashe, everything had been forgotten. According to the Radak, I'm going to go start again. According to the Radak, Menashe, he was like communist Russia. He destroyed all the Sifrei Torah. He got rid of all Sifrei Torah, and now they found a Sefer Torah. It's like the Jews who lived 70 years on the communist Russia, generations of not knowing anything, and also no spark was lit, and they start coming back out of like nothing. That's what happens over here. They find a Sefer Torah, that's Radak. According to other Mefarshim, they find the Sefer Torah. Okay? Sefer Habrit, Sefer HaTorah, HaTorah. Right, this is the one, that's what the Ibar Benel says. This was the Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And now, so what happened? During the reign of Menashe, when there was anti-Torah laws, some loyal Kohanim hid away the Sefer Torah. And now, when they were doing renovations, they ended up finding it. Right? It was hidden away. Now they had to remove something. And I was like, wow, look at this. We found it. They found the Sefer Torah that had been hidden away. Why did he see the Sefer Torah and all of a sudden, like, tear Korea?
Well, if he's never seen it, I don't know. Maybe he read the Tochacha and he's like, oh, God.
So look at Chav Gimel Pasuk Bet. What does it say?
The king went up to the temple of Hashem, and all of the men of Yehuda and all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim with him, as well as the Kohanim and the prophets and all the people from small to great, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the temple of Hashem.
Okay, so now it's the Sefer HaBarit. Turn back to the Tochacha. Devarim Chav Chet, Pasuk Samach Tet. Chav Chet Samach Tet. Come on, Aaron. Come on, win one
stop.
Race.
Stop, what are you doing?
Chav Chet what?
Samach Tes. Got him. Oh, shoot. What's Samach in English?
Oh, you're terrible. 69.
These are the words
of
the
covenant. These are the words of the
covenant. You can read it again.
Good. Eile Divrei Habris. Okay, Eile Divrei Habris. After we finish the Tochacha, it says, these are the words of the Bris. And what did he read now? He wrote the Bris. Now the Tochacha is filled with all the terrible things that are going to happen.
That's good point.
So the Radak explains the Sefer Torah in the Beit HaMikdash was supposed to be rolled to Bereishis. And he found the Sefer Torah, and what was it rolled to? The Tochacha. And he viewed that as a sign. Like, why is it rolled to Bereishis? That it should be rolled to Bereishis. Why is the Tochacha? He views it as a sign, something bad's going to happen. Okay?
Why would it be rolled to Bereishis?
That's what it's supposed to keep. You keep it like here, rolled to Bereishis. Okay? It wasn't used to be read all the time.
According to the Barbanel, why did he bug out? According to the Barbanel, when it says Sefer HaBris, it means Sefer HaBris. That's what it is.
No, so it's the Sefer. So either way, either Sefer Torah that's in the Beit HaMikdash, other Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah were destroyed and they found a Sefer Torah. But it doesn't matter. In the Beit HaMikdash, it should have been rolled to Bereishis. Yeah. And if it was the Sefer Torah, also should have been rolled to Bereishis. Either way, it's at the Tochacha, that was a sign. Now, based on what he read, what does Yoshiyahu do? Turn to Divrei HaYamim, Bet 35:3.
He then said to the Levim who taught in the service, who taught all of Israel who were consecrated to Hashem, place the holy ark in the temple that Shlomo ben David, the king of Israel, built. Then you will no longer have any carrying on your shoulders. So now serve Hashem your God and his people, Israel. Organize yourselves by your father's families according to your divisions and of course with the written instruction of David, king of Israel, and the written instructions of his son Shlomo.
Okay. Now, the Rambam takes this further. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says when Yoshiyahu read this, he said, the Tochacha is going to come true. We're now going to go into a galut. So at this time, he took the Aram. The Gemara says he took the Mun that was stored away, the Shemen HaMishcha that we had in Makos. He took the Makel Shel Aharon. He took the Argaz that the Plishtim sent back with those golden hemorrhoids. Who can forget that? And the golden mice. Right, all of this stuff, and he put it in a secret hiding place built by Shlomo. Okay, this is what the Rambam says based on these psukim, because he says the end is near, and he now put things in hiding.
That's crazy.
Okay, he sent out messengers to Chulda. Gemara in Megillah asks, why did he go to Chulda? I mean, like he should have gone to Yirmiyahu. Why would he go to Chulda? So the Gemara there says a very interesting thing. Only Moshe Rabbeinu got Nevuah that was absolutely clear. Everyone else got some sort of message that they had to interpret. And he was hoping, he said, this is bad news. Women will be more sympathetic. Go to Chulda, and maybe she'll give a better interpretation than, you know, Yirmiyahu. Okay, and Gemara says, what was the right of Chulda to sort of like Paskin instead of Yirmiyahu. They're related. He gave her heter, whatever, stuff like that. But, or he wasn't around. He was back, according to the Chazal, bringing back people from the 10 lost tribes back to Eretz Yisrael. But if this was the good, interpretation, good thing what Yirmiyahu was around, right? Mm-hmm. Says, okay, what's the only good thing that came out of this?
You're going
to
die.
You're going to get to be actually die and be buried before the bad starts. But the bad is going to start. Right? That was the only, right? He will be properly buried, but the people are going to be destroyed because of their sins. All right. Next parak.